Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, President. Dear colleagues, I would like to thank you for the opportunity that has been granted to us in affording us an opportunity to present our position in a formal framework, our position on your draft annual report on the Conference of Disarmament, which was presented on August 23rd last. You know, of course, that you can count on the commitment and the constructive engagement of France in order to arrive at the adoption during your presidency of this annual report, according to acceptable terms to all that are also neutral and well-balanced. Last year, at the same time, I pointed out the three guiding principles that serve as our priorities. If I may, I would like to recall them now. Respect the rule of law. Respect of law, when it applies to drafting the annual report, that means that we must be guided by Section 13 of our own regulations, which includes Articles 43 to 46. And with that in mind, it seems to me that the draft that you have presented to us respects in all points that essential guidance. It is matter of fact, and it speaks in very readable terms that are understandable by most of the work that we have done in this forum. In more general terms, France rejects being resigned to attempts to erode our legislation, especially through dilatory tactics or the meddling that we have been witnessing this year. With that in mind, and like in previous years, the fact that we cannot arrive at an agreement on a work program is a matter of fact. Yes, indeed, it is regrettable, but it must be noted factually in paragraph 12. I must add that this matter of fact should not serve as a pretext to block all substantive work of the CD, especially when we're not talking about negotiations anymore, but rather deliberations. It is as important as well that we can, before all member states of the General Assembly of the United Nations, address the main themes for discussion that we have had among us, be it in a formal or informal setting. And that should be done in a user-friendly, readable manner. The second guiding principle is that of multilateralism. The erosion of the security context should not dishearten us, but rather should embolden us to redouble our efforts and renew a multilateral dialogue in good faith. We are committed to the proper operations of multilateral institutions, which of course includes the Disarmament Conference, and which must meet in keeping to what has been stipulated in texts and in practice. It is our joint responsibility to ensure that the Disarmament Conference is effective and fully operational. With that in mind, I would like to recall the position of the European Union on broadening the participation of Disarmament Conference, as well as the need to allow for the participation of all states that so request it to the work of this conference as observers. It is a sine qua non condition of effective multilateralism. And with that in mind, like other delegates pointed out this morning, we would like to suggest that the candidate list for observers for this year be mentioned in paragraph 9. Third point is a principle of realism. Bearing in mind the difficulties that we face in this forum, we have, along with Germany, and following several other initiatives from previous presidencies, wish to engage in a reflection about revitalizing the work of the Disarmament Conference. We started this endeavor during a plenary formal meeting on June 20th, and that work was useful insofar as it improved our joint understanding of the challenges, and it showed our commitment to the single role played by the Disarmament Conference. We drew out some small steps that we can in fact take, I would like to point out, and welcome the very possible contributions of UNIDIR to our work. These points are all matters of fact, and some of the themes that characterized our work this year, which we should delve into further in the future. I would like to note furthermore that observer candidates were able to directly listen to the positions of many states, including that of Russia on June 22nd last. Much like the approach that we advocate in the area of disarmament, I remain convinced that we can adopt a progressive and realistic approach. That means that we should and we could do better than in last year's report, and to work in that way so as to build our future. Thank you.